This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. All this week, we've been focusing on innovators, men and women who've ignored the status quo and in doing so changed the way business gets done. African-American innovators, to be specific. Today, the movie industry and a filmmaker named Oscar Michaud. He made more than 44 movies back in the early part of the last century about the black experience at that time. Dr. Rhea Combs is museum curator at the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington. Dr. Combs, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We go way back to start talking about Oscar Michaud, don't we? We're talking 1915 or so when he starts getting into movies.
This is true, yes.
What was it like back then for an African American man trying to get into what was, first of all, a growing, booming industry, but also a very white industry?
The challenges were manifold. We're talking about an American history where we had African American men being lynched in tremendous numbers. We also had the growth of the Ku Klux Klan. Mm-hmm. We had individuals, African Americans, still trying to sort of find their way, if you will, in a socioeconomically segregated country. And so it was in that sort of vein that he was able to remarkably make lemonade out of the lemons.
Well, he was making films about I guess you'd call it the African-American lifestyle and what it was like back then, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what he was doing was what has been called race films, which was primarily him being able to create films that really showed African Americans on screen, that allowed a unique opportunity, if you will, for African American images to be projected and to be showcased and looking at African American life. And that was a pretty remarkable and sort of revolutionary approach during that time period.
And not to be really base about it, but he was creating jobs for African American actors and actresses, and I imagine crews and lighting technicians and cameramen and the whole deal.
All of that in the midst of the fact that he had no experience doing it. So, yes, he was creating opportunities. He had a sort of what they call a black star system, similar to the Hollywood star system that was predominant in the early part of the 20th century. He was doing that within the African-American community. He often used the same actors and actresses within his films. With his creative financing and with his sort of shrewd business acumen, he was able to really kind of bundle, if you will, his actors and actresses and package them in such a way that it helped with his productivity. It was quite efficient in that regard.
Where did he get the money to do this? I can't imagine he had ready access to capital.
If we think about Oscar Michaud, he just had this tremendous entrepreneurial mind. And prior to becoming a filmmaker, he was a Pullman porter. And it was through those relationships that he had made across the country that he was able to finance his films.
How was he and his work, they received in the white world of the time?
Mixed reviews.
Yeah, or didn't it matter, I guess?
Well, that's what I was going to state, that he was really kind of playing both sides of the fence, if you will. I think that white world helped finance the films, and it was the black world who embraced the images of themselves being seen on screen.
One thing you don't, as you read about Oscar Michaud and do research to talk to somebody about Oscar Michaud, one thing that does not come out is any comments on the quality of his filmmaking. He was not necessarily a great filmmaker as an art form.
Scholars argue that it was a bit uneven. Yes, indeed.
A bit uneven, says the scholar.
But again, keeping in mind that a lot of that was based on the fact that he was really about sort of churning out these images. And if it worked, cool. If it didn't, then, let's move on to the next. I mean, he at one point was striving to do 4 films a year. That's pretty incredible.
He was quite literally present at the birth of Hollywood and the film industry in this country.
Yes. Yes, he was.
And shaped it, I imagine. Yeah.
Indeed.
Can we still say that?
I would say, I mean, you have people like Paul Robeson, who were part of his cast, you know, who went on and made a sort of tremendous impression within American culture. Oscar Michaud was definitely there fighting to kind of promote and further African Americans within the Hollywood system.
Rhea Combs is a museum curator at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. It is a part of the Smithsonian Institution. Dr. Combs, thanks very much for your time.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You can check out all the stories from this week's series, The Innovators, we call it. It's on our website, marketplace.org.